Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Fox News was caught entirely off guard after Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin took no questions in what was supposed to be a press conference, but it was not a press conference. Let's be very clear about that. And it seems like Fox News did not have the time to, you know, set up the equipment necessary to do their mental gymnastics and write the talking points that they needed to spin this in favor of Donald Trump. So after the 9-minute presser, it's not even a presser, but after the 9-minute speech that they both gave, they walked off. It cuts back to Fox News. They were dumbfounded and did not know what to say. You know, we have no time to waste. So let's start off with this clip of Bret Baier basically just being honest for once and saying that was a weird meeting. And then we'll go on to Fox News reporters who were in the room who say that was weird. That was not normal. I don't know what that was. Let's start here.
President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian president saying he and President Trump have reached a, quote, understanding on Ukraine and had a warning for European leaders not to torpedo the nascent progress. President Trump said, called the meeting excellent, said there would be more things to come. However, this joint news conference was anything but. It was not a news conference. There were no questions taken by either leader. There were many yelled by reporters there. But we don't have a sense of what exactly is in this agreement or this deal. It seems like it's in the early stages, and we didn't get details about that. The reporting about President Trump making those calls to President Zelensky and other European leaders apparently was premature. The president saying that he will make those calls momentarily and brief them about the inner workings. But we didn't hear the definite second meeting with President Zelensky, at least not yet. But you heard at the end Vladimir Putin saying the next meeting is in Moscow. President Trump didn't agree to that specifically, but said maybe.
I mean, Bret Baier had trouble spinning right there. There was no way to spin that as a positive or to present any sort of win. He said they mentioned an agreement, but there doesn't seem to be anything legitimate. No paperwork, nothing factual. They're not even in the early stages. This is where it gets even more wild. Fox News correspondent Jackie Heinrich was in the room and begins to recall how this was not like any presser she's ever been to. Sorry, not even a presser. I don't even know what to call it. It was just a weird display where they went out. Putin steamrolled and spoke first, which Jackie points out. She says, it's very odd. When you're on U.S. soil, it's odd for Vladimir Putin to speak first. It's also insane, as Bret Baier points out, that Vladimir Putin essentially said, you know, that NATO needs to not interfere in this. Just wild. Let's check out this clip. By the way, make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. And you can find me in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd with Senator Elizabeth Warren. Just click the top link in the description below.
I think you and me both, Brian, and everyone else in this room was also surprised. You know, we were told that we were going to have an opportunity to put questions to both leaders after a joint press conference in the event that the meeting went well enough that they could set the stage for a second meeting. And the President Trump said if that didn't happen, he was likely to call off the joint presser and just address the media solo and then send Putin home. Neither of those things happened. And what was really stunning to me as someone who's been in a lot of these press conferences is there were a few things that were very unusual. You had Putin come out and address the press first. We are on U.S. soil here, and that left the media scrambling to get their headsets in. Usually it is the leader of the country, the host country of a summit, that speaks first and addresses the room in their language. But Putin started right off in Russian, and we all had to get our headsets on and listen to him rattle off this diatribe about the history of the U.S.-Russia relationship, making some allusions to something that we didn't get many details on, but also, without knowing the full background of it, there was something that he said that was a little bit alarming, I thought, that seems like some of the things that he has done in the past, setting up false flags and that kind of thing, saying that we hope that Ukraine doesn't do anything to sabotage the progress that we made today.
That is very, very odd, and there is a lot more to play from this segment and the segment after, but I just have to break a few things that she said down, because in this, she says it was never like any other quote-unquote presser that she's ever been to, in the sense that it wasn't a presser. It was anything but that. In fact, when they walked out, despite being on U.S. soil, Vladimir Putin spoke first. He literally cucked Donald Trump. I'm sorry if there are kids in the room, but he literally cucked Donald Trump. Genuinely, he did that. He walked out. He spoke first. All the reporters had to shuffle to put their earpieces on, and it was brutally embarrassing. This is after Trump literally rolled out the red carpets. By the way, I just want to go back to the headline point right here. The fact that there was no deal made, scratch that. The fact that Putin even stepped foot on U.S. soil only rewards his territorial aggression. His territorial ambitions are rewarded, not punished, when we roll out the red carpet for him. It sounds like I'm saying that figuratively, but I'm not. They literally rolled out the red carpet. To continue.
Knowing full well that Ukraine has agreed to a ceasefire unconditionally for the last several months, and it has been Russia that has not agreed to a ceasefire. That was President Trump's main objective today. And when we did hear from the president, he said, we didn't get there, but we think that we can. So a lot of questions remaining for the president, Trump, not just about what was discussed in that room and what might be happening now, but also how that all happened back there.
All right, there are more clips to play. It gets even worse, but you know it's bad when Fox News didn't even have the time to spin. Right after this segment, Ted Cruz came on and tried to lie and say it was a win, but it doesn't really go too well. We'll get there, but really quickly, someone said on Twitter, White House officials state that the luncheon between U.S. and Russian delegations has been canceled, adding that President Trump will immediately return to Washington. And Jason Brodsky kind of shoots down the right-wing argument that this went well and says, short statements, no questions, and a canceled lunch. Yeah, I don't think this went as well as many may have thought. Christopher Miller says, unclear what has transpired and agreed or not agreed, but a person close to the Ukrainian president tells me Zelensky has not yet even heard from Trump and called the situation very weird. Another said it appears to be a nothing burger, but in Ukrainian. This brings me on to the next clip, but very, very quickly. Trump promised he would not touch Medicare. He promised that he wouldn't touch Medicaid, and with this big, ugly, disastrous bill, they have made cuts to exactly that. So I only partner with companies that I truly research, truly trust, and I know can help push us over the finish line. And since it's more important than ever to make sure you're getting every benefit you're entitled to, I want to promote Chapter for this video. They're the only national Medicare advisor that searches every single plan, gives you clear and honest guidance. And listen, the call is entirely free, so whether you're on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, do the free call, get the unbiased advice, and you can go from there. Call the number on screen. It's 706-312-8635, or click the link under the video in the description. And I appreciate you all. Thank you for Chapter for making these videos possible. It's nice to have trusted partners in the independent media environment so we don't have to do this, so we don't have to be Fox News constantly, you know, beholden to Republican, right-wing investors, people who are guiding what we're able to say. I could take my shirt off and make the rest of the video shirtless if I wanted to. It doesn't matter. I do whatever the hell I want on any given day, which means I have to hold myself accountable, and there's no one to hold Fox News accountable, except for the Dominion lawsuit, maybe. But sorry, let's watch this video of Jackie Heinrich continuing.
Happened back there. It was just very unusual, atypical, and I think we're all awaiting, you know, the readout, because the way that it felt in the room was not good. It did not seem like things went well, and it seemed like Putin came in and steamrolled, got right into what he wanted to say, and got his photo next to the president and then left. Of course, that is only the piece of the picture that we have right now, and certainly President Trump, who is the host and who is the president, would not want to, I think, enable something that would make him look weak. But we are eagerly awaiting to hear the background on that. And I will also note that We didn't see any sort of scowls on the faces of the likes of Steve Witkoff or Secretary Rubio or any of the other members of the U.S. delegation. And I think had it been concerning, we might have seen something there. But just to paint a picture for you of in the room, how it felt, what we're wondering about, what we need to know to put the pieces together and fully understand what we all just witnessed.
Yeah, she seems pretty dumbfounded. Jackie Heinrich seems to be like, that was weird. The energy was off. And we see similar reports from other people that were in the room. Here's where the propaganda begins. I just want to be very clear. Because here's the moment that another Fox News contributor, Jason Chaffetz, tries to spin this, tries so desperately. But the lack of substance here really gives it away. He has no actual substantive things to bring the Fox News audience, so he just uses buzzwords. Listen to the propaganda and just know that it's propaganda.
No kidding. I think it's a huge win for President Trump, for the United States. There is but one superpower in this world. It's the United States of America, both militarily and economically. You had the visuals on the military side, but both President Putin and President Trump talked about the economic strength. I also don't think this is all about Ukraine. I think they probably had a discussion that was much broader than that. I think this has to do with China. I think it has to do with Israel. I think it has to do with
You think they talked about all that?
I think they do mention that. I don't think they go 3 hours with
focus?
Maps. Well, because I think they actually go through and they want to talk about all of these places on where Russia is in the world.
This is terrifying. So they sat there with maps, and Donald Trump had to sit there and listen to Putin monologue, I'm assuming, about his vision of the new global order. And I'm sure Putin sold it to him in a way that was like, it'll be you and I, buddy, the United States. We'll take over the global order. There's no rules. This is a terrifying, terrifying thought. And Jason Chaffetz is barely an American. People who are out there defending this, calling this a victory, barely American. Vladimir Putin just stepped foot on U.S. soil, rolled Trump, left Trump with nothing in his hands. Even if he did make any concessions, Putin, it wouldn't be good. I mean, it would be a game, or Ukraine wasn't there to, and Ukraine not being there to have any sort of consent just makes it all an inherent loss. So when he says for a second there, he may actually hit the nail on the head when he says there was more to this meeting than Ukraine, because there probably was. It seems like there were business deals happening, not business deals happening in the name of the United States, but in the name of Donald Trump. He brought Russian oligarchs, Putin brought Russian oligarchs to try to schmooze Donald Trump, and it seemed like it worked. They then walked off without taking any questions. They canceled the luncheon, and that's that. I'm going to leave this video here. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. If you live near Omaha, click that link. If you want to use Chapter, click that link. I love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.